We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The band lineup tonight, which includes Poison.
Yeah, Poison, Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, Def Leppard, and Motley Crue is your headliner, I guess. And my brother saw them at Nationals Park in Washington, D.C. Said it was a great show. They had torrential downpours during the show, so it was a little bit different. But we're going to have a perfect weather night tonight for it. And my brother said that, you know, as far as the entertainment value goes, Poison won the show that night.
Well, he's going to be, you know, Bret Michaels, part of Poison, is going to be a fan favorite at PNC tonight. So big show also on that stage at PNC. Then tomorrow night, just across the way on the North Shore at Acrisure Stadium, it'll be the Steelers hosting the Seahawks. We'll get our first look at the quarterbacks. Mitch Trubisky will play first, Mason Rudolph second, Kenny Pickett third.
Yeah.
And then Sunday back at PNC, it's Metallica and a huge entertainment weekend.
Take your pick. And you have a play going on.
Well, it's a musical. Pittsburgh CLO presents Sister Act tonight at the Benedum, and I'm going to be in the show.
That's awesome.
I'm looking forward to a brief cameo, but I'll send you pictures, Kevin.
I'm really happy for you. This is really cool. You know, people always ask, are you jealous when this person did this? Are you jealous that your brother made a lot of money in your business that you helped found and you didn't? No, I'm happy for people. I'm happy for people. I have my life. I live it. You have your life. You live it. I'm very happy when people do cool things, and you're doing something really cool again tonight, Larry. You have a great life.
It's going to be a great weekend, then be over at the football stadium.
Yeah. And speaking of a great life, John Fetterman is back. He will hit the campaign trail tonight in Erie. The first appearance, first time we'll see him, first time we'll really hear him speak since he suffered that stroke and had that heart surgery in May.
And we've been reaching out because we want to talk to the candidates periodically. We don't do a lot of that. We're not going to do as much as we did during the presidential race, which was long and drawn out. But these are really important. And what we try to do is let the candidates kind of give you their pitch, and you decide. Mm-hmm. So we're not telling you who you either like or don't like, this candidate, that candidate. We've tried to get John Fetterman, but he hasn't been available. We think he will be. But KDK TV's John Delano did talk to John Fetterman yesterday as he is about to get back on the campaign trail.
I'm just grateful. I mean, I'm just grateful. That was a very grave situation at the time, and it could have, if it would have happened at 1 a.m. or if it would have happened in like Elk County, for example, I probably wouldn't be with you right now.
And I'm KDK TV's John Delano with that conversation. So we expect to hear from John Fetterman.
Yeah, and he looks like he's lost some weight. And last week we had Dr. Oz on, and I tried to get Fetterman on as well. I invite both candidates on. When I have one on, I always invite the other. But he has not done very much since the stroke. He's been recuperating at home. It looks like he lost some weight. So we'll see how things go. But obviously, there's new questions about him paying taxes and gift money and stuff like that. So he's got questions to answer, too.
Oh, they both do. And listen, folks, you know, you see the TV ads. Both sides are just pouring on the money. This is a really important Senate seat. So the PAC money's coming, and, you know, this guy did this, that guy does that, this guy lives here, this guy did that. I mean, it's nauseating to a lot of people, and understandably so. Count me among those that get sick of the political ads.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, ads are crazy.
And a big story yesterday, of course, the Justice Department is now asking a federal court to unseal the warrant the FBI used to search Mar-a-Lago, the estate of former President Donald Trump. Attorney General Merrick Garland said yesterday,
I personally approved the decision to seek a search warrant in this matter. Second, the department does not take such a decision lightly. Where possible, it is standard practice to seek less intrusive means as an alternative to a search and to narrowly scope any search that is undertaken.
However, we're not 100% clear what it is they were looking for. Did they find what they were looking for? There are some hints that it could have involved nuclear weapons.
If you believe that story, I will, I don't know. Because the president, former president, said that the adversarial search was not necessary. His staff and team was coordinating with or cooperating with the investigation from what he said. And the Washington Post, you mentioned this, the Washington Post is reporting that now, they say people who describe some of the material that the agents were seeking spoke on the condition of anonymity to discuss the ongoing investigation. They did not offer additional details about what type of information the agents were seeking, including whether it involved weapons belonging to the U.S. or another nation. But they did say the FBI, the classified documents relating to nuclear weapons were among the items FBI agents sought in the search of the former president's home.
So we'll see if that gets any traction, and we'll keep you posted here on KDKA. 623 News Radio KDKA. Larry Richard, Kevin Battle.
Is today payday?
Yeah, no. Is it?
Next week?
Next week. Rob Taylor waved us off.
No, it's definitely not, or I would know.
Yeah. I would know too, Kevin. I don't know why you
don't. How come
don't
the off week seems so slow?
Before you get paid.
Yeah, Larry, this is the get your timesheets in by close of business.
Hey, how about this?
COB.
How about COB? How about this, boss? With the technology we have, can't we get paid every day? Just I show up, boom, you put the money in my account. You Venmo me every day.
Well,
why can't we do that?
I'll tell you why that has never happened before, because it would be too much paperwork. It would be wasteful. It would be.
No,
but
you set
right.
the computer program. Boom, 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 boom.
But now, technologically, they could set it up, which it wouldn't cost them extra just to pay you daily. Boom, boom. Let it hit your direct deposit, right? What do you think, Rob?
Larry showed up today, $10,000 in your account. Kevin showed up, $22 in his account.
Well, if you get 22, what am I getting?
I don't know what we had to pay this guy to do this, but.
How about this, though? With inflation running at a 40-year high, 36% of U.S. adults tapped into their savings recently to cover living expenses. 36% of us.
Yeah, well, hello. How about we bum the money off John Fedko?
The Fedko Zone.
The Fedko Zone comes to KDKA. High school football lives right here, 100.1 FM, AM 1020. And this year, our coverage just got bigger. We have... I'm sure this contract, I would love to read his rider. We got John Fedko. Remember the Fedko Zone, Friday Night Lights?
He was high school football.
Right. And he's going to anchor our one-hour pregame each Friday starting 2 weeks from tonight when Mount Lebanon will be at Gateway. And we're excited that next hour we're going to talk to John Fedko about joining our team. What did they do to get him out of retirement for this? What did our company, our management team, promise him?
It had to be the pizza every Wednesday.
Well, we're going to find out next hour.
Donut Friday.
With John Fedko, the Fedko Zone. Good.
Well, you can feel good tonight. Dr. Feelgood's going to be there. Motley Crue, that's one of their big songs.
Yeah. And Def Leppard. And
Poison. Joan Jett and the Blackhearts.
There's one other act, but that's tonight. Mm-hmm. At PNC Park.
Two very different crowds, socioeconomic backgrounds, slightly different.
What do you mean by that? I'm offended, you would say. I'd go to this show tonight.
No, you're going
if I didn't have to go to the other show.
Yeah, you're going to be at the Benedum, the sister act.
Pittsburgh CLO sister act. I'm doing this cameo. Yeah, a little thing.
Yeah, just a little thing.
Little thing. And then Steelers Seahawks tomorrow night.
Can't you get a limo to the from sister act right over? Don't they know who you are?
To PNC.
You'll be there in time to catch the crew.
Metallica on Sunday. It's a big entertainment weekend, and we've got Pony League World Series just south in Washington County all this weekend, too. And a lot going on in and around town. The Renaissance Festival's back. You heard those horns. You ever been to that show?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I went last year.
You know who comes every year here in studio? Or they call themselves this. I don't want anyone to be offended by it. They call themselves the Wenches. That's not my description of them from the Renaissance.
It's an era-appropriate word.
Yeah, so they're coming in studio at some point.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Here in the next few weeks. So,
can't wait.
Next hour, you're going to hear from John Fedko, who's joining our team. The Fedco Zone comes to KDKA, home of high school football. Friday Night Lights, we'll talk to him about that. What did it take to get him back on the air?
So he's hosting the 1 hour show before the game of the week.
Yep.
All right. That's cool. It'll be good to talk to him again.
We got him.
Larry, the police department. Police are going to be stretched thin this weekend. I mean, you got a lot of events, so just be patient. WPXI reporting through their investigative reporters that 11 Pittsburgh police officers have been pulled from field duty or assigned to other things off the street after failing the firearms recertification thing. Now, it sounds like a big deal, but apparently they changed the rules and the parameters of the firearm recertification program. It's going on this month. They all have to go through it. So we'll see where this falls out. But that's what WPXI is reporting today. And the Hill District going to get $11.3 million for infrastructure improvements and things like that. But getting back to the police, how many people do you think actually call the police line, call in to talk to the police?
You mean as an emergency?
Yeah, what percentage of the population?
Just to talk about a particular issue.
Both. What percentage of the population? Like 0.5% of the people?
I would say 1%.
What if I told you one lady was responsible for 10% of the calls to the St. Petersburg Police Department and Pinellas County Police in Florida? St. Petersburg.
10%?
She was responsible for 10% of the call in one day, one 24-hour period last month. She called the police 512 times in one 24-hour period.
About what?
She would call, harass them, belittle them, swear at them, argue with them. The content of these phone calls are vulgar, threatening, or obscene and contain extreme expletives, sexual innuendo, and belittling remarks to the communication staff. She threatens them, tells them to come arrest her. They show up at her house. She runs inside and hides and flips them the finger from the other side of the glass. And they leave.
There may be an issue.
Yeah,
there.
She's 50 years old. She has called that department 11,000 times. 11,000 calls.
I think they need to shut her down somehow. I don't know. What
but
do you
if
do?
She has an emergency, she's going to call. So you
well, that's what
her.
You call cry wolf. She's not going to be taken seriously. Hey, last night there was a very cool event out in Iowa where Field of Dreams was shot the movie. They had the Cubs and the Reds play. They had these old throwback uniforms on it. Did you see they had a hologram of the guy, Harry Carey, in Chicago, the legendary voice of the Cubs, passed away. They brought him back. It looked like he was there, Kevin. It was kind of creepy.
All right. So I went to see Kid Rock Saturday. He used to have that that MC with him. He was the a little person. I'm trying to be politically correct. He was a little person. He was rapping. He was Kid Rock's main man. Right. He passed away. So Kid says, please remember him, and they show a quick video of the guy. It was a pretty cool way to honor them. Is bringing a hologram back, is that sort of creepy way of doing it?
Well, somebody said, I'm having nightmares.
Yeah.
You know, because
a video, a picture is one thing. Saying something nice about somebody who passed away is
when we saw the Stones, they put up Charlie Watts' video.
Yeah.
Right?
Writing a eulogy on Facebook or something is very nice and touching. But a hologram that moves, that's sort of creepy.
Well, they did it last night, and you got to check it out. We'll tweet it out to see if you think bringing Harry Carey was creepy, because this could start a trend of bringing back people.
They've done it. They've done concerts like that. They did in New York. They had a Ronnie James Dio show at a bar, and it was him running around the stage as a hologram. And they're doing that with other acts too. It's a matter of time before you.
We could keep you forever, Kevin.
A lot of people don't want that. Little me goes a long way. Sometimes, for some people.
Yeah, mixed bag yesterday on Wall Street.
Yeah, 36% of U.S. adults tapping into savings to cover their living expenses, according to a new survey. How are things on Wall Street? Jamie Meredith, good morning.
Well, after teasing us with solid positive gains for most of the day, the markets ended mixed despite another surprise drop in inflation data. The producer price index unexpectedly fell for the first time since 2020. A nearly 10% decline in energy prices was the main driver of the price declines, but food continues to be the drivers of price increases. Food prices are getting higher. At the bell, though, the Dow was up about 0.1%. Disney kept it in the green, up 4.7%, better than expected earnings. Rising rates did hurt tech and growth valuations, pulling down the S&P and the NASDAQ. NASDAQ down a little over 0.5%. S&P down a little under 0.1%. Sectors were mixed, led by energy, a 3% jump in oil prices, followed by solid gains in financials and industrials. Losses were led by healthcare, consumer discretionary, and real estate. Key data out today, as Kev mentioned, will be consumer confidence. Very closely watched numbers. We'll also get more inflation data, another inflation data point with import prices. Futures are higher, though, as we come to end the week. Dow futures up 115. NASDAQ futures up 66. S&P futures up 17. And that's it for the morning news. Let's see what the bell brings us at 9:30.
Well, we're a little disappointed that you're not going to be at Motley Crue, Poison, Def Leppard, and Joan Jett tonight. You're going to be camping with the Scouts this week.
Yes, we'll be heading up to Cook's Forest, beautiful place, doing some canoeing, and check out the old growth trees, a little grove of trees that could be hundreds, if not thousands of years old. So cool place, Cook's Forest. If people haven't been, highly recommend it. Just about an hour and a half north of us. Great place to be for the weekend.
You're talking to two guys that went to Clarion, so yeah, we know.
Oh,
Cook's
so
Forest.
You guys know it well.
Don't be that guy that carves your initials into the old growth tree.
No, not at all. You leave them alone. You know, take only pictures and leave only memories.
Scouts honor. That's right. All
right. That's right.
Have a great weekend, Jamie.
You bet, guys. Talk to you on Monday.
All right. Don't worry about the ticks and mosquitoes. All right.
Wouldn't that be great if on Monday we have to put in our morning brief, Jamie Meredith arrested for carving into the tree?
No, that wouldn't be Jamie.
He would never
He's
do something.
He's a great
like
scout leader.
Oh, my gosh. Unbelievable.
All right. We need a contestant for KDK's $1,000 Minute.
Caller number 7.
Caller number 7, 412-922-1020. Good luck. Brought to you by Pennsylvania Western University. And we welcome Renee from North Huntington, our contestant this hour. Renee, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're good. How you feeling? You ready? Y'all warmed up?
I think so.
All right. We're going to start with a question about David McCullough, the Pulitzer Prize author, passed away this week. Where was he born?
I know he's from Western Pennsylvania, but I don't know the exact town.
Take a guess. Just guess.
Pittsburgh.
That's correct. Carol O'Connor played what character on All in the Family?
Archie Bunker.
Jerry Garcia was a member of what rock band?
The Living Dead.
Oh, you're so close.
Quick on that buzzer. I mean,
you said The Living Dead, but.
Well, quick. She might have.
Renee.
Maybe. Maybe just was going to change that.
The Living Dead, Night of the Living Dead was
as a zombie movie.
Yeah, so we're the zombie capital of the world, but that's not correct. Well, we appreciate you trying. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a good day.
What do you do, Renee? Do you mind?
No, I'm an ethics and compliance manager, and I just dropped my boys off at football, so it's early. So I'm like, I'm going to call, and I can't even believe I got through. But thanks.
You got
through. It was fun.
You got off to a good start.
We appreciate you listening. Have a great weekend. Thank you.
You too. Bye.
All right.
She's busy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.